there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio with me is CJ. He is my dive student and dive buddy. How you doing, buddy?
You have to turn the mic on first.
I guess you do, yeah.
You think I would know that?
Well, you know, you're just a diver.
Right.
You know, you're not necessarily a radio professional in real life.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. You are, aren't you? I forget about that, yeah.
Loosely.
Oh,
well.
I was trying to cover, but so much for that. But CJ's in the studio with us today to host the festivities. As a matter of fact, he joined me last weekend at 40 Fathom Grotto. Hal Watts' old place, now owned or run by Ray Black of the Team Scuba race team. And today's edition of Scuba Radio, first hour today, we are live. The second hour, we recorded last Sunday at 40 Fathom Grotto, and you will hear that on site at the grotto at this fine dive facility. Place to do checkout dive. CJ did some navigation diving. You'll hear all about it in hour two, right?
Big fun.
It was big fun.
What a cool place.
It was indeed. As a matter of fact, we had so much fun, we're going to go back. We'll tell you about that a little bit later on this hour. But we got some big plans in store for you today in that regard. So hour two on tape, hour one live as we can possibly be with the latest news and information from a diver's perspective. And, of course, special edition of the show today, too, because, of course, what everybody's talking about, it's on CNN, it's on the Today Show, it's all over the web, is the shark attack issue or incident that happened this week in the Bahamas. Now, I will tell you, I know all the parties involved around this incident, and I probably know more than 99% of the people on the planet today of what's happened in the Bahamas in this whole situation. That said, you know, you've seen the reports on CNN, you've seen the stuff on the Today Show, you've probably read some stuff on the web if you're into this kind of thing as far as following shark attacks and that kind of stuff. First things first, the media is full of crap, as usual. They don't have their story right, and there's a bunch of garbage being reported on CNN, on the Today Show. All these organizations that supposedly double-check their sources and all this—it's laughable what is being reported. Now, a lot of divers should know this already, especially if you've done a shark dive. And all I want to say on that front is part of the problem we have around all of this stuff when it comes to any kind of shark attack incident is the media and the public's perception of sharks in general. There's really no way around that. However, you know, it's really, really irritating. And over 10 years of doing Scuba Radio to see this happen time and time again, where every time something does happen when it comes about sharks, that it's reported this way. And you would think that eventually, once the reporters start talking to, you know, this shark expert or that shark expert or just learning more behind the scenes or even going on a shark dive or talking to divers around the world, they would start to get the idea about what's really going on out there. And that the truth is, and this is the absolute truth, whether you believe it or not, that going on a shark dive is more safe when you look at the statistics than going on a regular dive. That's the honest-to-God true stat, okay? Because it's probably because they're supervised more and they're structured more. Now, you know, obviously our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of this guy who did die in the Bahamas last week, and it's a tragic situation any way you look at it. However, you know, using this incident as an excuse that all shark diving should be banned and it's bad is it's hysteria at its worst. It's nonsense. And I will tell you, it's nonsense from the specific situation of what actually happened. And I'm not going to go into detail about what I know, but I'll tell you, I know probably more than most people on the planet of what happened this week, okay, because I know a lot of the players involved with the situation. And once again, it has nothing to do with reality. There's usually always a cause and effect of what, you know, when some situation like this happens. But the part that really drives me crazy is the media and how, you know, people jump on this whole bandwagon of, oh my God, there you go. We told you this was going to happen, and now this has happened. We need to ban shark diving. It's bad. You shouldn't allow it. Blah, 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 blah. Point in point, a guy who actually heads up the international shark attack file. I've done this on the show before, and here he is on TV. I see him on CNN, and this guy who manages the shark attack file, I got to tell you, it's irritating to see time and time again, see him show up on TV and spout off how he thinks that shark diving is bad and should not be done because it leads to shark attacks. And he's been quoted in the paper. I saw something earlier about there's been 20-plus incidents of people getting bit by sharks on shark dives. Well, you know what he's leaving out of this equation is that the reality is that the people that go on the shark dives are not part of that 20. If so, maybe there's been one or two incidences where they've had a problem. And obviously what happened this week was a situation that was not good any way you look at it. However, that said, that was all, you know, what happened, the operation that was affected or where this happened this week was definitely on the more extreme side of shark diving. Probably in the top 1% of type, you know, the type of shark diving that's going on around the world. So, that said, the 20 or so incidents he's talking about with shark dives, you know what? They're handlers. They're food handlers. They're the people that assume this risk, and they're getting, every once in a while, the shark misses the bait, grabs somebody's hand, and somebody gets bit, blah, blah, blah. Okay, the people, you know what they're dealing with. They're assuming this risk. So to sit there and say that people are getting bitten because of the shark dives is not really the whole story. And for somebody who is supposedly managing the data for the shark attack file and is the go-to guy for the media when it comes to shark attacks and knows really nothing about shark diving, that's the part that really drives me crazy, and probably 99% of the other people on the planet that have been on a shark dive and know probably much more than he does. Because what he's saying in the media, to the media, is basically, you know, this is bad. Shark diving is causing people to get bit, and it's bad for the sharks, and therefore it shouldn't be allowed. You know what? He's not an expert on shark diving. He's not. He's an expert on tracking data on shark attacks. Okay? So it irritates me beyond belief that, first of all, the media goes to him because he just doesn't have a clue. And secondly, you know, he sits there and he monitors the shark attack data himself. He acts as a gatekeeper. Which brings me to point number two. The International Shark Attack File.com or sharkattackfile.com. The data's right there for you to look at yourself. And you can add up this any way you look at it, and you'll see that shark attacks, when it comes to shark diving, are not connected. I mean, it's just not, it's not even a blip on the radar screen. Okay, when it comes to activities that lend itself to shark attacks. And we put that out there. That's part of the service that I've been doing since the year of the shark back in Florida. And we put it out there on the web. And we run those websites and we put that data out for the world, for the news media, for the public, for you to peruse and make your own judgments from the data. There's nobody you have to get it filtered through like there is at the International Shark Attack File in Gainesville. Okay? So there, that drives me crazy. Now you know why I do this. And by the way, for the record, I'm supposedly, as far as I know, I'm still the only person on the planet that's been banned from the International Shark Attack file. Because he didn't like some of the questions I asked him when I started calling him on the carpet about this stuff, just saying, you know, look, dude, what's the deal? Why are you saying this? And he didn't like that I was questioning his authority when it came to shark diving in particular. So, you know, I know I'm not alone here, especially from a diver's perspective. That's where I'm bringing this from. And you know, the truth of the matter is, especially if you're listening to me right now and you don't dive and you've never been on a shark dive, the reality is there's not a more powerful tool to change people's perceptions of sharks than it is going on a shark dive and seeing for yourself how they react when you're in the water with them. Now, CJ, you did that in the Turks and Caicos.
I did. It was amazing.
Yeah, we had a shark dive in the Turks and Caicos that wasn't even planned. It was a chance encounter. It ended up, by the way, being a site where they do a shark feed. Now, we dove that site not knowing that it was a site for a shark feed. And guess what? The shark showed up and wanting to know if, you know, they were checking us out to see if we had any food available for them.
Never got touched. Never got bitten.
They swam around. They're curious, wanting to know. I mean, if you have food, if you're wearing a meat necklace, yeah, you got a problem. Okay.
Meat necklace?
Yeah.
So I should leave that at home.
Yeah, you leave the meat necklace at home, and you're fine. That is the reality when it comes to shark diving. You can go to a shark feed and see an incredible display of these animals up close, get some amazing pictures, see them, how they react, which is basically they want the food. Okay, they want the free fish, they want the free meal, and who can blame them? All right? But if you don't have food on you, which the people that are watching the shark feed usually don't have the food, they do not bother you. They don't come after you. Even this incident in the Bahamas, this wasn't a situation where a shark came in and somebody got mauled. It was not even close to reality. However, watching the news, that's what you would think happened. Okay, so that is the truth. These dives are very powerful tools when it comes to changing people's behavior or you know, perception of how sharks look at us underwater. And when you see they're not out to eat you, it definitely changes your perception of them, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It goes from fear to fascination, I think. And you really start to look at these animals as, hey, these are just other, you know, these are different type of fish in the sea. They don't really act any different than any other fish. Of course, you got to respect them just like you would anything.
You could be attacked by trigger fish.
You could. You know, people are bitten by puffer fish.
We should ban that.
Trigger fish, you know, there's all kinds of things that could affect you just as badly as sharks. And the numbers are so low. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, there you go. That's my soapbox speech for today. All right. If you have any comments, 888-88-SCUBA. We got some trips, though. You can join us with me and, you know, involve sharks, too, coming up. We'll tell you about it next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It's all good, kind of, when it comes to shark diving. You know, we love it. We don't want to see it banned. I mean, CJ brought up something during the break. And what was your point there, CJ?
Oh, that was part of my lunch.
That's pretty nasty.
No, I was just talking about what a cool experience it was for me to see the black tips and the Caribbean reef sharks on the liveaboard in January.
Yeah, it was quite an experience. But you were saying, too, that, you know, look.
The surfing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, surfers get bit all the time by accident, of course, by sharks. And so would this George guy want to ban surfing?
Nope. I brought that up many times before. You don't see him getting in the media talking about banning surfing.
Because the surfers would beat his ass.
Well, not just that. But if you did ban surfing, literally, you would eliminate like 50% of the shark bites, probably. Because it's many as like 50% of the activities that are going on when sharks do bite people is surfing. Yeah. But you don't see any big campaign about banning surfing because people are getting bit by sharks. You're like, okay, the surfers want to go out there and surf with the sharks. God bless them.
Same thing should be for divers.
Exactly. Get off our back already, will ya? All right. Hey, let's move on to more positive things. And we
love sharks.
We love sharks. It's all good for sure. But we got an event coming up. This is the world premiere announcement. Lucia from Coral Caverns Resort is on the line to make this happen with us. Lucia, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys today?
Awesome.
How is the island of Andros in the Bahamas?
It
weather
is
nice?
Fabulous today. We just came back in from diving, as a matter of fact, and we did see some sharks, but we name our sharks, and they're kind of lazy, so I think that they don't want any part of us. They just want to hang out.
All right, you name them like what? Sleepy or Dopey?
Sleepy,
or
Grumpy, and Doc.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Are you
fair
freaking
enough.
Psychic or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I am. You know me.
Yeah, I do.
Now, it's been too long since we've been over there to Coral Caverns Resort in Andros, so we're coming back. And Memorial Day weekend, we have planned the first annual Scuba Radio Scuba Bash. How do you like the name of that there, Lucia?
It's just fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous.
Basically, we're going to make Memorial Day a lost weekend here for the Scuba Radio crew. We're going to bring the whole crew over there, a couple mermaids, God knows who, what else. And this will be the first time where we've actually invited listeners to join us on this, you know, this piece of paradise in the Bahamas. I just love your resort, Lucia. You know I do. You guys got a brand new dive boat. I can't wait to come out and, you know, probably hang out in the bar in the evening after the diving day is done and have one of your special concoctions of Añejo and Diet Coke. You got that all stocked up for me, right?
You bet I do. We're really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a fabulous weekend. We need to get the Scuba Radio Nation together.
This is true. You know, we did this on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard a few weeks ago. Had a great time. And the only complaint I got from some listeners was, well, Greg, we don't have a whole week. We don't have that kind of vacation time to blow, and we'd love to be with you guys, but we need something shorter, more compact, a little easier and accessible to get to. And Coral Caverns Resort on Andros is the perfect trip. There's flights that you can get to Andros, I believe, right out of Fort Lauderdale or a few other places you can get to Andros as well, right, Lucia?
Absolutely. Continental Connections flies over 4 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Or Nassau is an excellent destination to get over here. You can pick up some cheap airfares getting to Nassau, and then we'll get you over here en masse. It will be very, very easy to get over here. And Memorial Day weekend, it's a long weekend, and I think we should celebrate.
I do. I think Scuba Radio Scuba Bash will be an annual event, and this will be the first one. May 22nd, which is Thursday, we're going to fly the Scuba Radio crew over there, and we're going to be there Thursday through Monday. So you can join us for the entire 4 nights, 5 day trip, or maybe pick 3 days, or go longer. I mean, the more the merrier. But the trick here too, I got to tell everybody, if you want to join us Memorial Day weekend, this is a very limited and exclusive thing. This isn't like a mega resort. This is a very, you know, kind of like an out island experience, wouldn't you say, Lucia?
Absolutely. We've probably got room for, well, I don't know, 20 of your favorite people, whoever shows up first. You know, we'll have to cut it off at some point, but I'm hoping we have that problem.
Yeah, I agree, and I think we will. Once again, call 1-800-327-8150. That's Undersea Adventures. Reserve your spot for the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash May 22nd to the 26th, Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be a big one. All right, 1-800-327-8150.
Scuba Radio. Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts, your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier Patty 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE, or go to oceanconcepts.com. Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy?
Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
CJ's in the studio with me today. He's even wearing his Coral Caverns Resort t-shirt today. Just by chance, he didn't know we were going to even announce this.
That's cosmic.
On the show today. It is. It's freaky. I got to tell you, Coral Caverns Resort on the island of Andros, spectacular island. It's the largest island in the Caribbean, I mean in the Bahamas chain out of their 700 islands. But ironically, it's also the least developed island in the Bahamas chain. So there's not that many people on the island, and it's truly, I mean, you feel like you've traveled to another world, let alone another country or another island. It's really out there. But
I dated a girl like that once. She was large, but underdeveloped.
Yeah.
That's not a good combination.
No.
Was her name Chick Chorney? Did you have, was that her nickname?
Was she really out there, too?
She was really out there.
Well, you know, they have these Chick Chorney, Travelocity gnomes scattered throughout the island.
You know,
some
after,
mythical creature, troll type thing. It's,
you know, hanging out there at Lucia's bar, I swear to God, I saw, after a few drinks, I saw some.
I think we all saw them. They have red eyes, and they look at you while you stagger back to your little cottage.
I had red eyes, too.
Hey! So, you know, it's just an awesome place. This will be our third trip to the island. And I can't rave enough about this resort. We've done, you know, two broadcasts there before, and you can go back to the archives at scubaradio.com and listen for yourself.
Oh, if you want to be sold on it, look at the pictures from that trip.
Oh, that
was
yeah.
It like December 06, I think.
I don't. It's on there someplace at scubaradio.com.
But look at the pictures and tell us if you don't want to have the kind of fun that we had.
Yeah, you know, and we're going to videotape this adventure as well. So we got a lot of special plans for this trip for Memorial Day weekend. And it'll be our first land-based Scuba Radio listener trip, the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash, May 22nd to the 26th. Once again, you can call 1-800-327-8150, but reserve your spot now because I'm telling you, we don't have a lot of space. Like she said, you know, maybe we can get 20 people besides the Scuba Radio crew on the resort, and that's it. So this isn't going to be like a large blowout with, hundreds of people. This is going to be a small, intimate, special event with Scuba Radio Mermaids. And, we got a few little surprises up our sleeve as well. I don't know if I want to get into details. Not to mention their new boat, too. They got a new boat and all kinds of cool stuff. So book it today, okay?
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
That's our sister ship, the Athena. Went down with 88 souls just last week.
I wonder how that happened.
Hey, come on, Sharky.
Hey, you want a piece of this?
You're just the king of the jungle. Come on!
The wetsuit's coming. The wetsuit's coming.
Come on, come on,
the wetsuit's coming.
I am the man in black, but I'm not a fighter. I wear a black wetsuit and look 10 pounds lighter. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready for the first ever show in the world.
Scuba Radio.
The wetsuit's coming.
Scuba Radio.
The wetsuit's coming.
Once again, hour two of the big show today was recorded live at 40 Fathom Grotto Hal Watts' old stomping grounds. It's a very cool Central Florida dive facility. You'll hear all about it as we have Mermaid Abby, CJ, James. They did some navigation dives over there, and we'll tell you about the facility. And we got an event that we are going to orchestrate out there literally 2 weeks from today. Actually, more on Sunday, March 16th, than Saturday. However, we're going over on Saturday evening, and we're going to camp out there at the grotto. But on Sunday, Bob Evans from Force Fins is going to join us for a little Force Fin event. So we'll tell you more about that momentarily on the big show, and you can plan accordingly. So, you know, that's what we've been doing here last week. I've really been focused on our travel plans for Scuba Radio. We've, you know, since that thing we did, the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise on the Turks and Caicos Explorer Ventures 2 Liveaboard, we said, hey, we had so much fun. Let's do more of these. Right, CJ?
Absolutely.
Okay. And so, you know, we have another trip on the Explorer Ventures EV1 in the Bahamas in September, which is going to feature diving and wild dolphins. You can call up Explorer Ventures then. That's September 6th that we're going out on that. And then now we have this Scuba Radio Scuba Bash at Coral Caverns Resort on Andros in the Bahamas. And that's just a four-night, five-day adventure. Or you could do, like, you know, two-night, 3 days, whatever works for you. Wherever you're flying from, it's pretty easy to get to. So it's a little bit more on the economical and accessible side there compared to a liveaboard vacation. And then we got a little one-day event coming up in a couple weeks. So I'm trying to mix it up to give you guys a few opportunities to join us. And if you can't join us on the trips, maybe you can meet us in New Jersey. We're going to go to the Beneath the Sea show at the end of March, September 28th. And all of these trips that I've just said, ironically, Bill the producer won't be at any of them.
Yeah, that's irony for you. That's irony. Actually, you actually called me, especially in relationship to this this trip to Andros. You called and asked me if I could plan another engagement on Memorial Day weekend.
Well,
you called and said, "Hey, can you do this for Memorial Day weekend?" And then call me back 3 days later and said, "Oh, hey, we're going diving in Andros. Can right. you come?"
Yeah. So. Just luck was on my side.
That's not luck. You gave me an assignment.
But, however, you may join us. You may join us at 40 Fathom Grotto in a couple weeks, right?
That might happen.
Well, might. See? But, see, it's people like Bill that I'm trying to accommodate. No matter what I do, he ironically comes up with some excuse or something, and then he blames it all back on me. Like, oh, yeah, you don't want me to come. You never ask me to. I ask him on every single trip we do. Don't let him lie to you. Well, don't believe that BS.
He's a busy guy. He's got stuff going on.
No, he has nothing going on. Let's be real here. He has no life just like me. He has no excuse. He just doesn't like me. That's what it is. He doesn't want to be seen with me. Can you blame him?
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts, your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier Patty 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE, or go to OceanConcepts.com. You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
Sweet zombie Jesus! It's huge!
Whoa, that's big!
A colossal mouth bass! It's diving!
It's pulling us under! Everyone into the ship!
Hey, divers! This show's for you, your friends, your neighbors, your dive buddies, too! Cause you all know this is the show. For those who go, we're proud to blow! Now this sounds like the place to go, so everybody go with the flow, cause we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio. Now this sounds like the place to go, so everybody go with the flow, cause we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio. Now this sounds like the place to go, so everybody go with the flow, cause we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio.
Hey, information on the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash in Andros, Bahamas Memorial Day weekend is right there under latest news at scubaradio.com. We will have information on the 40 Fathom Grotto. Scuba Radio, I think that's going to be the Scuba Radio Weenie Roast. And we may bring hot dogs, too. What do you think about that?
I like that. Good idea.
You think? But that's really not the highlight. The weenies, not going to be the focus. It's going to be diving. And our buddy Bob Evans is coming all the way out from Santa Barbara, California, to join us for the weekend at 40 Fathom Grotto. He is on the line right now. How you doing, Bob?
Really wait.
You can't wait.
I was just thinking it's going to be like global warming. The water in the grotto is going to, there's going to be so many of us. The water is just going to like overflow.
It's pretty deep.
The place will be overrun by dickweed.
No, it's duckweed.
Duckweed.
Yes, duckweed. But anyway, it's going to be so much fun. Now, Bob, you're coming literally all the way out there from the left coast to do a little force fin demo day. I think Saturday you're going to do some stuff at Weeki Wachee. So if you want to join the folks from Scuba Board, they're going to do that on Saturday. And, Bob, you're going to join Pete and Net Doc, the whole crew from Scuba Board. They're at Weeki Wachee on Saturday. And then Sunday you're going to come over and hang with us at How Watch 40 Fathom Grotto, right?
Yeah, I've been promising Mr. Scuba Hal Watts, I mean, probably 15 years, I'd come down there and hang out with him. I might not leave.
Yeah, well, you know, he doesn't have to work as hard as he used to, and you'll hear about this an hour or two, but Hal doesn't manage day-to-day operations at the grotto anymore. He's handed that off to Ray Black and the Team Scuba .com team, the NASCAR scuba-themed car.
However, really?
Yeah, so he has more time to go diving with us.
Well, that'll be great.
Yeah, and so you're going to, what are you going to do? You're going to bring some of these new Scuba Radio flying force fins. Let's tell everybody what's up our sleeve.
It's really pretty exciting. One way to sponsor that my support with Scuba Radio is to do something that nobody else in this planet can get their hands on. We only made 50 of the flying forces, and I said, that's it. And all of a sudden I realized, wow, this is really a great fin and people really love it. So why don't we put it back in production? And the only place on this planet that any divers are going to be able to get their hands on these fins is through Scuba Radio. And we're going to have it set up on the websites. And if you want this product, it's going to be made out of Tan Delta material, which is the best cast urethane we make. And it's going to be my way of supporting what Scuba Radio does for all of us, and it gets us all turned on to going diving. And I tell you, that Andros trip sounds pretty good to me.
Well, you may have to join us for that, too. What are you doing Memorial Day weekend? Nothing, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, no. So I'll bring down the Flying Force. People have a chance to try it. It was put in Boeing's wind tunnel. It's got the up-curved wingtips. You've used it now for, what, about 4 years?
You know, it's become my number one travel fin because, you know, space, weight, and comfort are the three main things that I have to take into consideration when I'm traveling, especially space and weight. And these fins are more compact. They're lighter, and I can wear them with booties or without if I don't need them, snorkeling and that kind of thing. And I have. I've had more comments about these.
Yeah, you know what? It was really cool. There's footage up on YouTube under Forspin of the Yukon down in San Diego. Blair Mont has got maybe about 3 minutes or so. If anyone wants to check them out, it's going to be an avalanche for people who are going to want to get these hands. Well, I mean, it's been a, well, Mark Evans at Sport Diver, the editor, he's used it probably 5 years. It's a phenomenal fin, especially like you say, for traveling. I mean, it's a tight machine.
It is. And the thing I like about them, too, or what you're planning to do at the Grotto is you are going to use the tan delta material. My fins aren't made out of that tan delta material, and that not only is that more practical because they're basically indestructible when they're made out of the tan delta material, but they look really cool.
Yeah, and I'll bring you a pair of blue, and they're also personally signed and numbered.
Oh,
so we'll start on, you'll get number 51. I've got 50, so I thought that was going to be it, but someone told me, Bob, never say never. So we're bringing the Flying Force back into production in all four sizes.
Greg, I was just checking out Bob's website, and
yeah.
I'm interested. His is a really radical design. It's got shark teeth on it. You should maybe check out trying the beaver force fin. This thing looks really cool.
You know what? I didn't sell beavers for years, and last year Marine guys in England bought 69, special number, 69 pairs of the beaver force.
Well, of
the
course.
The Royal Marines. I mean, it's like, wow, they tested out all the different models. Yeah, I'm going to bring down just a ton of stuff, and everybody bring your own fins, and we're just going to have a good time.
Absolutely. You know, the thing is about Bob Evans from Force Fins, he literally is one of my most favorite characters in the dive industry, and whether he brings his fins or not, it is truly a treat to spend time with Bob Evans, just socially, let alone being able to dive with him. I can't wait, Bob. This is really an awesome opportunity
for the
people in Florida.
We're gonna change the shape of Florida. It's not gonna look like a little finger sticking off the United States. It's gonna look like a force fin.
Okay. Well, we're going to evidently change the face of geography of the United States. I don't know how, but we'll figure something out.
But, I look forward to it.
It'll be a great time.
Tell those listeners, come on, get in your car and show up. We're gonna turn it into a Woodstock down there. Be the first one we start doing again.
Be a Force Fin Fandango.
Yeah.
All right. That'll
and every
work.
Other fin.
Festival.
I mean, you know, bring, yeah.
Force of Faluba.
Force of Faluba.
I don't know. All right. Well, Bob, get back to work because I know you're working on those fins to get them ready for 2 weeks from today.
You bet. Thanks for calling. We'll see you all in a couple of next month.
You got it. Okay. Actually, it's not even next month. It's 2 weeks from today, or actually Sunday, March 16th at 40 Fathom Grotto. 40, the number 40, fathomgrotto.com. Get information there. Call them up. Tell them you want to come out Sunday and join the festivities for the Scuba Radio Weenie Roast.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
What's wrong with you? It's like liquid earplug.
Fill her up.
There you go. Sailing life is what I
Show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and coming up hour two will come to you from 40 Fathom Grotto. We recorded it last week. Stay tuned. You will not want to miss it. It was good stuff as we did James and CJ's navigation dive and was joined by Mermaid Abby. And so you'll get a little preview of what we will encounter 2 weeks from today when we do the Scuba Radio Weenie Roast at that fine dive facility in Central Florida. So that's hour two. Also, want to remind you once again, if you want to join us for the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash in Andros, just go to latestnews@scubaradio.com. Has a phone number right there, or coralcavernsresort.com. Call the phone number. Tell them you want to go. Book your trip now. And if that weren't enough, join us on the liveaboard with Explorer Ventures. Yes, we're traveling the world, right? September 6th, we got a Bahamas liveaboard scheduled with Explorer Ventures. And what we're doing is diving half the day and then cruising for wild dolphins. So it's going to be truly a spectacular adventure in September, which, by the way, for those of you who don't know, September is the month of the year by far that has the best diving in Florida in the Bahamas. It's way underrated because, you know, a lot of people are scared off by the hurricane situation. You know, they think, oh, my God, that's hurricane season. But I got to tell you, you know, as long as there's not a hurricane there, which, you know, your odds are usually with you on that, the seas are calm because you still have the summer-like conditions where the water is still warm and the breeze has not kicked up for the winter months. So the seas usually are flat calm. It's nice and warm, and it's you know, this is you don't need a wetsuit to dive. You don't even have to wear a bathing suit for all I care. But I would prefer you did, unless, you know, you're one of our mermaids or something. Then we'll say it's clothing optional, right?
So if they call and get the okay from us, they can go
exactly.
Clothing optional, all right.
Yeah, but the point is you don't even need a wetsuit. It's some of the best diving in the Caribbean, best time of year. We got wild dolphins. We got live mermaids. It's going to be crazy fun. ExploreAdventures.com. All right, hour two on deck. Remember, recorded live at 40 Fathom Grotto. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. It's all coming up.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.